always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider and lead Lakers content creator for Offside. Joined on this certainly a day Thursday by Harrison Fagan of SB Nation. Harrison, how are you holding up?
Excited to talk NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be the distraction. We'll do jazz hands and all that good stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, today on the show, we're going to be talking about our favorite subject, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he sat down for a Q&A exclusively with Sam Amick of The Athletic and, you know, gave some pretty direct comments on trade rumors and the noise surrounding those trade rumors and how he doesn't know why there are so many trade rumors despite wearing a t-shirt saying trade me. This was an interesting interview and Q&A. Credit to Sam for getting it. Like I thought he was really good and direct about his questions there. You know, of somebody who has seemingly at the very least really enjoyed this whole rumor cycle. You know, and literally said, this feels good. I feel like I am the hottest chick at the club right now. So it's like, it's hard to take very much of what he's saying very seriously. And yet I hope the Lakers did. So we're going to be talking about all of that good stuff. A quick reminder, please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that like button. Please hit all the good buttons. And if you guys are listening to this in podcast form in the morning, rate, review, subscribe. Unrate, unsubscribe, re-review, subscribe again, tell your friends, find their phones, subscribe illegally doesn't mean anything anymore. Let's go ahead and dive on in though, Harrison. And yeah, I'm just going to start with the couple of quotes that, you know, are going to make the rounds the most, I believe. So, quote, there will never be a chance and there will never be a moment that I will come out and say, quote, I want to trade. That's not nature. Okay. And then
do we think he said that many times? Like, what is that indicating? Is that indicating Sam, like dramatic pause?
Yeah. So Sam addresses that in his next sentence. The pauses between each of his words reflected a deliberateness that wasn't there on December 18th, when his attempt to address the latest ESPN report about his possible departure resulted in a word salad sort of news conference that only made the optics surrounding his situation worse. Yet this time around, Antetokounmpo's message was quite clear. We continue on here. So Sam asks Giannis if he's going to be a Milwaukee Buck past February 5th. Giannis then asks, what's February 5th? Sam offers up the laughter that we talked about, you know, that like reporters feel the need to give. So Sam says the trade deadline. And before you answer, here's the thing. The way that people have talked about your situation is that the only way you were going to get traded is if you decided in the next few weeks that you were done and that you would have to make a statement that you want out. I'm not getting that energy at all from you. Is that fair? So Giannis replies, 100%. I think I've answered this question a lot of times. I'm not throwing a knock at you, but I keep on saying that conversations are happening between other people, third parties. It's something that I can't control.
I hate it when my agent goes rogue and initiates trade discussions with my team without me.
Yeah. I can't control what you're going to say with my agent or with my best friend or with my chef. I can only control. I can only control what comes out of my mouth. And not one time have I shown that I'm not invested in this team. You know,
my chef just keeps walking around saying, Knicks, 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 Knicks. but I can't control
He just
that.
Happened to start wearing a Knicks hat.
He's every meal he makes it me is blue and orange. He did just a lot of food coloring. It's only the red dye that's bad for you, right?
Yeah. And if there was time on a basketball court where you've seen that, oh, Giannis doesn't look like he wants to be a part of this team anymore, I want you to pinpoint that. There's never been an interview where I've said that. So I don't know why people discredit what I say. Like, even when your article will come out, people will say, yeah, but, yeah, but. Yeah, but, Giannis. All right. So there's a few things here that I want to talk about. Because, like, to his point, to a certain extent, it is, like, a whole bunch of fan bases and a whole bunch of front offices and a whole bunch of, like, there's an entire media entire industry, you know, kind of devoted to the notion of top three player wants out, right? That does feed families, quite literally. And so, like, to a certain extent, I kind of understand some of the frustration here from Giannis. However, you can't, like, gloat, right, about the amount of attention that you're getting by way of this story and then be like, oh, woe is me, I'm getting the attention. It's just crazy.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Second, I always feel kind of weird here because
I wish he would have just continued his analogy from the previous news conference and been like, you know, it's hard to be the hot girl sometimes. So all this attention.
Yeah, I can only drink so many free cocktails.
Yeah, he's like, people don't talk about that. They, you know, yeah. it's like I have to pick between all the drinks that I'm getting sent as the hottest girl in this bar.
And then, like, the other part of it, too, is the yeah, but impacts entire plans and, you know, transaction windows and year-long efforts to position organizations for his potential availability. And while Giannis might say, and might probably be right, that he hasn't ever looked like he's quit on the Milwaukee Bucks on the court, your agent, like you said, doesn't go rogue. Like if an agent
I think he's right about that. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that quits on the court. No, but no one's accusing him of that. You know, that's
part of why everybody wants him.
There hasn't been a single person that's been like, oh, you know, like Giannis, he's kind of milking this injury, or oh, like, you know, he's not really getting back on defense since all these trade talks start. Like nobody's talking about that. So
yeah,
and the thing is like he can keep saying, like, it's like every single denial is also sort of an admission. He's like, I will never ask for a trade. He's not saying I don't want to be traded. He's saying I will never ask for a trade repeatedly.
Right.
Like it's
also,
like, you know,
I can't control what my agent does. Giannis, that is quite literally the relationship that you have with your agent. That is their job.
He works for you. He does not work for you. Do not work for him.
You know what you could do if your agent was having some uncomfortable conversations with the Milwaukee Bucks about your future?
Oh.
You could tell him to stop having those conversations because he's not having those conversations completely aside from the things that you want, which conversations you want him to have. This isn't I almost made a joke there that I probably shouldn't have, and I'm glad I didn't.
I'm just going to say that it's like all his, like, he never says I want, like, that he, like, that he's committed to staying there long term. There's always like an as of
here today. Now
he even says in the article as of today, and it's like, I just want you to imagine, for anyone listening to this, and like, I know, like, Bucks fans are gonna be like, see, he's saying he wants to stay, everybody, it's just the media is making all this up and whatever. And it's like, yeah, I don't know, I mean, I'm sure the media, like, fans the flames, because it's like, again, like you said, like, this feeds families and, you know, generates clicks, and there's interest in where the hottest girl at the club is going, Giannis. I hope they add that as a basketball reference nickname.
Hottest chick at the club.
Yeah.
But to, like, to your point, really quickly,
hold on. I just I just was gonna say, like, if when you and Jen were buy, we're getting set to buy a house or getting set to have kids, you know, and you were like, and you were going and trying to make these long term plans, and you know, she just kept saying, like, you know, I think as of today, like, I'm willing to commit to that.
It would be a bit of a red flag.
Yeah,
I'd be a little nervous.
You wouldn't be like, oh, okay, well, you're all locked in. Great.
Here's what he said, though, right? So, like, Sam kind of calls him on it. The way your statement, your situation has been framed in that is that in the next few weeks before February 5th, you have to decide whether you want out. And I'm hearing, am I hearing you correctly that you have decided? And to your point, Harrison, he says, as of today.
As of today.
You know how they say this is going about your significant other or your wife. You always have to say as of today. No, you don't, man. No, you don't.
That's what that's what your significant other and wife. That's what you always want to hear from them.
Yeah,
you know,
like if my kids are like, Daddy, vows, I love you. Do you love me as of today?
Mia and I exchanged vows, and it was like this really beautiful moment where it was like, you know, do you commit to stay loyal to this person for the rest of your life? And I was like, I do. And then she said, as of today.
Yeah. And a lawyer showed up just to make sure that part was highlighted.
She's like, look, I can't control when my friend set me up for blind dates. Okay. That's not like my friend making me a Tinder account that I then use and take a look at and like say it's like really nice that I'm getting so many matches. Like, that doesn't mean I want to leave.
So he continues. He has another exchange with Sam how this leaves are pretty clear out. And he says, I don't care. And then he says, or Sam asks, but you're planning on being here through the end of the season, correct? And Giannis says, my plan is to be here for the rest of my career. Sweet. End it there. Awesome. He then continues, if they don't want me, ...
This and really look, is like the most toxic couple, you know, that like everybody knows they need to break up, but both of them is too afraid to do it.
Yeah. And then Sam says, okay, but you're the one in charge of the situation. Let's be real. Giannis, I'm not the one in charge. I am an employee.
Yeah. It's my chef.
Yeah.
My chef makes all these decisions.
I don't want to give away like much more of the article. If you want to check it out, I'll put the link in the chat and you guys can go check that out.
It's my favorite segment, the Lakers Lounge live read along, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Before we move on to like the Lakers aspect of this, I do think it like I've made this point and I'm going to echo it again, but the thing I really respected about Anthony Davis, and look, maybe it's because we benefited from the way that Anthony Davis handled that situation, but there was no ambiguity. He was like, I'm done. We're done here. I prefer to go to LA, but I am done here. That's all, folks. Right. And in my opinion, the lamest thing that happened throughout that entire situation was when he wore the, that's all folks t-shirt and was like, well, you know, somebody laid out my clothes for me. Like, no, don't try to do that. Don't do this. Not like, these stars, they want, you know, because they have all these brand managers and you have people in their ears. And also they don't want to get fined for like, you know, directly asking for a trade. But what they're trying to do and what they keep on trying to do is thread this impossible needle of I want out of this situation. Kyle Kuzma is my second best player here. Fuck this city. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, it means... You see how cold it is outside right now? I'm in Milwaukee on January 8th. This weather sucks. I'm used to Greece. I got some
news for him about the weather in New York. It's
well, yeah. Well, I think that's why he wants to go to Miami. But like I'm Giannis is probably like if I remember that old Key and Peele sketch, the Obama translator.
Yeah.
You know, like I want there to be an NBA superstar translator for these types of situations.
That's what
we're here for.
That's what the blog boys do. We translate this stuff. We read between the lines.
Yeah. Well, but it's a little different when it's somebody who doesn't know them at all. And it's, you know, but anyway, like they keep on doing this thing where, to use Raj's favorite analogy, they pull the Band-Aid hair follicle by hair follicle. And every single time that Giannis goes back to, like, tries to fix everything with a little press conference or a Q&A or a scrum or anything like that to try to address the situation, he wants to make everybody feel better about the fact that he's there in that moment. But he also doesn't want to back himself into a corner
actually commit and be the bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, cause well, either way though, because he doesn't want to commit really, and be like, I want out, but he also doesn't want to commit and say, I'm here forever. You know, point like end of point, end of sentence.
I'm here forever as of today.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Cause he doesn't want to be like, he doesn't, you know, once he gets traded or once like it comes out that he actually does want to be traded, he doesn't want to be seen as a liar either. And so like what you wind up having is this situation where this thing drags on for another year or two too long, and that player's value diminishes. So that team actually gets hurt by writing this thing out. By the way, the team, like the Milwaukee Bucks were considering trading for Trae Young once upon a time. That wouldn't have helped. They just, you know, sent, you know, they amnesty clauses or no, not they, they stretched and waived Damian Lillard to be able to, sign Miles Turner. Like, had Giannis just said a year or so ago, especially like right after Dame blows his Achilles, hey guys, this isn't working, let's just move on, they wouldn't be in the cap hell that they find themselves in then, you know, for the next however many years. And
they are turbo ultra screwed whether he demands a trade or not.
Yeah. Like, and so you know, by dragging this along, he hurts the Bucks. By dragging this along, he wastes years of his prime dragging it along. You know, had he just asked for a trade a couple of years ago, whatever team he would have eventually wound up on would have had two prime years of Giannis. Now or that's that much less time.
I'm going to stick it out. You know, maybe there'll be a couple tough years in here, but we're going to rebuild it and like not held them like, you know, held them
feet to the fire,
their feet to the fire, and just said like, and been like, well, you know, I don't know if I want to stay here. I don't know. Like, do they want me? Do they want to win? I want to win. And then they're like making all these, like, they're just churning through short-sighted move after short-sighted move that is not only going to, you know, now it's going to end up making your tenure here worse, but they're going to be worse off in the long term than if you would have just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Right. And bled a little bit, according to Raj.
Yeah. As Raj said, you know, once you take the Band-Aid off, you just continue bleeding.
I actually had a Band-Aid on my hip because I got
that. Raj to the doctor, like, did we find out, like, does he have like, does his blood like scab? Okay. Like, is he all right?
I had gotten that allergy shot. It's like a steroid that they put in your hip back here. And there was a Band-Aid there.
Roid it up, Anthony. It's going to be different.
You guys ready? I have one ab right now. It looks incredible. So I like looked back there because I had forgotten that they had given me, I was getting ready to shower this morning, and I was like, you know, I was getting ready for the shower, and I looked back, I was like, oh, for God, they gave me a Band-Aid. And then it made me think of Raj. Every time I see a Band-Aid, I think of Raj now.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So just real, like, I guess we'll put a bow on the Giannis aspect of this conversation and just say, like, Giannis, there's no being the nice guy here. You're either going to piss really off. You're either going to piss off the fans of the teams that like of teams that like are hoping that you want out. You're either going to piss them off by saying I'm staying in Milwaukee, actually, not just for today, but actually, or you're going to piss off fans in Milwaukee by eventually requesting the trade that everybody knows you want. It's a really poorly kept secret around the league. I'm sorry. I don't believe a word that Giannis is saying here. Mostly because of the outs that he gives himself.
Your team does not open up exclusive negotiating with the Knicks if they don't think that you were ready to leave, you know?
Right. Yeah. And look, like, that's honestly good business by Milwaukee because they're like, they just traded everything for Mikal Bridges. We can negotiate with them.
Yeah.
But they didn't open up to everybody. That was actually smart. But like, yeah, I, My thing is, though, as we kind of segue back to the Lakers here, is all everything that I said about not believing Giannis, not wanting a trade eventually, everything that I said there.
The wishy-washiness and like corniness of it, you can see the Dame influence, you know, that Dame was there mentoring him on how to go through a trade request, you know?
Yeah, that was a terrible one. And again,
never say that Dame didn't make an impact in Milwaukee. We don't get something that he's like, no, Giannis, the best thing that you can do is just leave that Band-Aid on there, you know?
Yeah. Leave it on there, but just one painful tug at a time, you know? And then eventually, as you're on the verge of, you know, tearing your Achilles, then you rip the Band-Aid off and then you go to the, but that's the thing is that like, how much more of Damian Lillard's career, like we look back at him asking for that trade and going to Milwaukee as this complete failure, which it was, they didn't do anything. But part of the reason that we look at it that way,
Anthony, they won the NBA Cup.
Oh, what? Was he there for that? I guess yeah, he was, Damian huh? Was there.
Yeah.
But the reason that we look at it that way, NBA Cup notwithstanding, is that by the time he finally got to Milwaukee or whatever his eventual destination was going to be, he was 2 years past his prime. He was not Dame time anymore by the time he had gotten there. And I think there's some like, you know, it was, you know, became lame time. And it was just it was a tough thing to kind of watch. When in reality, by the way, the thing that all of these stars tend to forget is if you're honest with your fan base, we're humans too. We can understand what's going on here. If you're honest with the fan base and you just basically say, yes, there are going to be some fanatics out there who lose their shit, burn your jersey, whatever. They still bought the jersey. You got the money for it. Don't worry about it.
Well, but like I'm here to tell you, with American Express Jersey Exchange, you can trade the charred remains of your jersey.
But like what
credit card company is going to do that? I want that NBA store promotion. It's like if your star demands a trade, we will let you burn the jersey and just send us a video and we'll send you a new one.
Yeah. But yeah, like if Dame or Superstar X would have basically just kind of been honest and forthright about, you know, hey guys, this is where I'm kind of taking my future. I would like to try to win either A or another championship by the time my prime ends. We have a very limited amount of time where we can play at this level compared to the rest of our lifetimes. I will always love this city. This is always going to be my home. I hope to one day return here in one way or another. But this is what is best for me and my family here moving forward. And I do think
for
most
you guys too, because we're not going to win. It's done, and you this yeah. way you guys get something for me, and
yeah,
you know we can both sides can move on, and one day we'll reconnect down the line.
I have given. You know, the front office a list of teams that I would prefer to go to, but I also understand they have to do what is best for them.
Yes.
And best for you. And like, if they just have that conversation in a very honest and forthright way, yes, you're going to have some of the idiots out there who just do idiot stuff. But I do think the vast majority of a fan base would be like, you know what? We saw this coming too. If we're honest with ourselves, we're excited. Yeah. Like we, you know, we had our fun, you know, we got to dunk on Paul George when you had that shot over Paul George, you got your championship. If you're Giannis, like you're still probably the second best banner, player.
The Valley Oop, but we'll remember those forever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you just move on, then everybody can just move on. But the worst thing that you can do is try to stay together for the kids. And it just, you know, like this whole I'm here today thing, it's just, it doesn't do anybody any favors. That said, Lakers give up. Don't do this to yourselves, because like
the Lakers here give up and they're like, word, we got this. Like, we're like, don't worry, we're way ahead of you, buddy. Oh, you didn't mean on defense. My bad.
Just consider this Giannis thing another double deficit loss and move on with your lives. Because here's my thing. If he's still doing the song and dance now in this way, then the deadline, like, are we going to see any demonstrative change between the deadline and the end of the season?
Also, again, are we sure Luka and Giannis is that good of a fit anyway?
We see a lot of the issues between Giannis can't shoot as well as LeBron does. You know,
and Giannis has not, again, the Lakers will know this if they're going to presumably know this better than we would. Like, if they were going to make this trade and they would have had talks with Giannis and his side. But like, I'm sure Giannis and his side had talks with Dame, too, about how that partnership would work. And, you know, it didn't. And yeah, is like, is Giannis going to commit to being, you know, like Amari Stoudemire for Luka?
Yeah. And can he? You know, at this stage, like at this stage of his career, you know, he's coming off of, he had that calf strain and he's missed significant time in you know, this season. And, you know, the way that he plays, he has to be a destroyer of worlds athlete. And like, this isn't a knock on Giannis. This is me propping up the rest of the league. You have to be, Harrison, a goddamn Avenger to be the level of athlete that Giannis has been, compared to the tip-top athletes that exist in the NBA.
He is, like, genuinely one of the most disorienting experiences of my time covering the NBA was seeing Giannis up close. Like, he just does not look like he should be real.
Yeah, he's the way that he would dunk on people, the reason that he was still able to dunk on people in an era of business decisions, right? The reason that he was still able to dunk on people is because so many NBA players looked at where he was taking off from and been like, nobody can dunk. Oh, fuck, he dunked from there. You know, yeah. Like, and so, like, I say all of that is because, like, if you're the Lakers and you're holding out hope that you trade for Giannis, he has to be that for you for the next few years. And like, given what you have to give up for him, that's quite a bit.